So, Mr. Jeff, how did you meet my dad?
Playing golf and in the neighborhood with the guys.
Okay, and now where is that? Where do you live?
I live in Wilson, North Carolina.
But your fish market is in
Goldsboro.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and your fish market is called Atlantic Seafood?
Atlantic Seafood, yes, ma'am.
Now, what kind of business do y'all do here?
It's a retail seafood market.
Mm-hmm.
We get them ready for you to go cook.
And now, have you always lived around here?
Or? Not here. I've just been in business here for like 21 years. I've lived in Kinley.
Kinley, okay.
Yeah, all my life, yeah.
Okay. Basically. So, but you're not from the coast?
I think my grandfather's originally from Moorhead, but no, not me.
Okay, so is that how you got into the...
My grandfather, yeah, he's always been in the seafood business and stuff, yes,
okay.
ma'am.
Okay, did he have a fish market before you?
Yes, ma'am, in Kinley, he had one, Willoughby Seafood, that's
Willoughby
my grandfather.
Seafood. Okay.
Yeah, and that's where I've learned the seafood business mm-hmm. from a child. I've always rode to the coast and everything since I was a child. So.
Okay, so you did a lot of fishing with your granddad when you were little.
Well, a lot of riding. They do the fishing. We ride down there and pick up the fish. So we rode a lot.
Okay. So now, how have you always been like going into fish houses and things that we've been talking about?
Yeah. We always go down and go to the coast and get our own seafood, so it's good and fresh off of the boat, straight mm-hmm. off of the boat. So most of the time, it's been out of order less than 24 hours when I get back with it.
Okay. And now that's how your grandfather always did it too?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I go to the same places, a lot of places my grandfather used to send me to as a young 16-year-old driving. That's what I did, was went to the coast.
Very nice. Now, what parts of North Carolina do you go to?
We go all the way from Wilmington. It just depends on where the fish are. We go from Wilmington up to the edge of Virginia to Wanchese.
Okay.
Just, Moorhead, Cedar Island, just wherever they're. Different times of the year, different places they catch them.
Okay. So. And so now, having been doing this for a while and growing up around the seafood business, what kind of changes have you seen in maybe the fish that you can get in North Carolina?
Oh, yeah, it's been a lot of change. Back when I was a young man going for my grandfather, you could go down to one place and everybody had fish. They'd load up transfer trucks of fish, and nowadays you have to ride all around just to get a pickup load of fish.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the difference in the way the fishing is from this day than it was, say, 30 years ago.
And how is that different?
There's just not as many people there. The government got into the fish business maybe 15 years ago, the federal government. A lot of regulations. People can't fish like they used to could, therefore they can't catch what they used to catch and, keep what they could catch. So
uh-huh.
Now they regulate them.
Okay. And how has that affected your business?
Well, you don't get the fish as plentiful as you used to, Me, lucky enough, I know a lot of people down there, so I'm fortunate to be able to get, right many fish right on. But, some folks ain't. You have to wait for a guy to bring them to you, and you never know how old they are when they get here, when people bring them to you. So that, that's one of the differences. And just being able to go get them myself, makes a difference.
Mm-hmm. So on a regular day,
mm-hmm.
you get fresh seafood every single day now?
Basically every day. I tell people, in a perfect world, I like to go down on Mondays and Thursdays, but it's very rarely a perfect world. That, the weather affects it. The boats go out.
Mm-hmm.
The wind's blowing too hard, raining too hard, they don't go. So therefore, you can't really depend on a certain day. You're liable to go any day you could go. Even go on Sundays sometimes. It just depends on when they're catching them.
So now on a day that you'd go out to the coast, can you tell me about your typical day to go pick up some fish for the market?
Yeah, on a typical day, I would just call down there and see basically what's going on, see if they're out fishing, and if they are, they'll say, well, I'll call you later on in the day, just to sort of let you know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And then if they for sure been catching something, I'll go ahead and start down there. When they know about time the boat's going to be there, they'll let me know. And, we all time it out about right, and I'm down there when the boat gets there most of the time. So that's how that works on a typical day. And boat could be in at 4 o'clock, boat could get in at 10 o'clock at night. So, it's a lot of difference. And you can't really, it's not a set time that they'll be there or be back,
Mm-hmm. What kind of fish are you catching this season?
But this evening it's like sea mullets and croakers, flounders right now.
Okay.
Spots will be in directly. It's a summertime fish. That's what they call winter fish and a summer fish. Spot and sea mullets are like a summertime fish. Croakers, speckled trout, stuff like that is a winter fish. Rockfish, white perch, stuff like that.
Okay. And it's pretty steady, the amount of fish that you can get throughout the season?
Yeah, it's pretty steady. You know, you have a downtime, like it's fixing to come up, what we call a transition from winter fish to summer fish.
Uh-huh.
It'll take like a month for everything to get straightened out where your summer fish will be running in like they are too.
Okay.
And then everything's basically the same. There's 1 or 2 months, you know, it's a little bit, you can't get your fish, but most of the time, there's a steady flow.
So what do you do if you can't get your fish?
Well, if we don't get fresh fish, we close for the day because we don't like to come and try to sell frozen stuff and stuff like that. To me, it'll hurt your business. You know, you're used to selling fresh stuff, and if you show up and try to sell frozen stuff, you end up losing customers instead of gaining. So we just soon close up till we get the good fresh stuff. That's how we usually do it.
Uh-huh. So that's the seasonal change sort of in the fish that you can get. What about, and like you said, you know, you've been doing this for a very long time, what kind of fish have you seen that maybe you could find on the North Carolina coast at one time that you can't find now?
Well, used to you get plenty of rockfish and stuff like that, but they limit them so bad now they can't catch them but like 1 or 2 weeks out of the year the commercial man can't. So you don't get a lot of rockfish, you know, nowadays where used to you could get plenty. And you know, gray trout and pan trout, they're not like they used to be. They used to be plentiful, but nowadays they have to be a certain size and everything for them to keep. So, you know, when they come out with them rules on the gray trout and pan trout, I've seen them throw overboard like 3,000 or 4,000 pounds of fish because they were small, just because they were undersized, and it takes away from their profit, you know, on the boat when they have to throw it away like that and stuff. So.
Mm-hmm. And so that's like a professional fisherman type thing?
Yeah, commercial fisherman.
Okay,
yeah,
commercial.
What do you call a commercial fisherman? Okay. Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
So now the people that are bringing the fish into the fish house are those commercial fishermen?
They're commercial fishermen. Okay. They have to have commercial license and license to sail and all that.
Now, are those federal regulations that you're talking about?
Yeah, they got federal regulations. Used to you could set your nets all day, night, whatever you want to. They come out, and now they can't set them, but from like, I think it's sundown to sun up. Some of them are. Some might even be sun up to sun down.
Mm-hmm.
So they're fishing half of the time.
Uh-huh.
Which I like to explain too, if somebody's got a regular job, that's like your boss saying you can't work but half your hours.
Okay.
That's the way I equate it too, because they're taking money out of the fisherman's pocket because they can't fish but half the time they could fish. So,
uh-huh.
You know, that's, the way I put it is like if I work 5 days a week, all of a sudden they tell me I can't work 3 days a week. That's 2 days a week I can't work. So. That's money out of my pocket. Same thing as the commercial guy to me is
right.
When he can't fish, he can't catch fish. That's hurting him and his family.
So beside those net regulations, what other kind of things have they been seeing in the fish market that have affected you?
Yeah, well, they send the gain wardens and stuff by 2 or 3 times a year just to check for undersized fish and all kinds of stuff like that. Oysters have to be a certain length, wide and stuff. So just more headache and stuff, you
mm-hmm.
know, on the fishing industry.
Mm-hmm. And why are they doing that? Why do they feel it's necessary?
I'm assuming just for money plays a part in it, I'm sure. But the federal government got in it, and that's what happened when they got in it is, you know, you had a lot of regulations and stuff
okay.
that they used to didn't have to deal with.
Okay.
Which I'm all for regulating some things, but you know, you got to let them fish.
Are there good regulations within the fishing industry?
Some, I think. Some are, some ain't, you know. Mainly, most of them ain't because it's, you know, out to hurt the fishermen
mm-hmm.
as far as that goes. So
mm-hmm.
That's like the sea turtle deal where they had the sea turtle. I'm all in protecting our environment and stuff, but, you know, they got where they couldn't even go fishing because of a sea turtle a few years back. And still to today, you know, you go there and step on a sea turtle nest or something, you're in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
Just walking down the beach if you happen to walk through one.
Uh-huh.
Regulations like that, you know, they
right.
have to look out for.
Okay. Now, what kind of fish we have here today?
We got sea mullets today, flounders, croakers, and a rockfish, oysters, and scallops and stuff like that.
And what are people in really high demand for?
Sea mullets and spots is what folks here in Goldsboro like the best. If you got sea mullets and spots, you pretty much can stay busy. But in the wintertime, you can't get them. You know, it's like croakers and flounders and speckled trout, stuff like that. But you always have something, you know.
Okay. Cool. And how many customers would you say you have just day to day?
Well, it varies, you know. Tuesdays and Wednesdays are kind of slow. If I had to say, maybe 50 customers. Mm-hmm. Maybe Thursday, Friday, and Saturday's my bigger days. Friday's the busiest day. At the right time of the month and stuff, it's usually, you know, as many as 100, 150 customers probably a day. Mm-hmm. You know, we stay pretty busy.
Do you have a lot of regulars?
Yeah. Some folks come in 2-3 times a week. They really do. Yeah, sure do. The fish lovers that love fish, you know.
Some people coming. Like you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'll eat them 2-3 times a week every week. Ever since I was a kid. I don't know if it's made me any smarter, as they say, but maybe it has.
But you yourself, you don't fish a ton.
No, personally, no. I fish so much here, scaling fish and dressing fish, that I don't care to fish, really.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what do you mean dressing fish? What does that
getting
entail?
Them prepared to go home, scale them, cutting them, gutting them. So people, when they get home, all they got to do is rinse them off, batter them up, and put them into hot grease, as they say.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So most people will, how do most people cook their fish then?
Most people will take the head off, split them down the back, and just put them, you know, in cornmeal or seafood breader and put them in their hot grease. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it don't take long until they fry up golden brown and they get them out, you know. They're pretty much done.
Is that how you like to have your fish too?
Oh yeah, of course.
None of that grilling business up here.
Well, sometimes, once in a while, when you get a big enough fish to do it with, speckled trout, something like that, you can. A little croaker I wouldn't think would be too good on the grill.
Okay.
But a big enough fish, you know, mm-hmm. you put him on the grill, he's good.
Mm-hmm. What about that rockfish out there? How would you cook him?
A lot of people like to fish do that.
Okay.
And that's, you know, like a homemade soup just with fish in it.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, a lot of people like to do that. They'll broil it. Very seldom do you fry one of them. They're not that mm-hmm. good fried, but broiled and stewed.
So you've been running this business for 21 years, right?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
And where do you see it going?
Probably this is going to be a dying breed, really, because you can't get the fish in years to come. I would think, you know, you're not going to be able to get enough fish to have a place like this. Everything's probably going to go to restaurant/fish market
okay.
type deal. Because you're going, you know, that's what a lot of places has already done, is they have like a little bitty spot for the fish, and then they fry up fish and frozen fish and stuff, you know, and stuff like that.
So instead of having people come and get the fish here and then take them home and fry them, you think it'll go to more of a...
Yeah, restaurant type deal.
Thing.
Yeah, I think so in the future. It already has started that, and
mm-hmm.
we're probably one of the last... There's very few places that just sell retail like we do, you know,
mm-hmm.
out the door for people to go home with.
Okay.
A lot of people, you know, not kicking the younger folks now. Don't y'all get mad, but a lot of the younger folks don't go home and cook. They'd rather go... buy it already cooked. So that's, you know, that's part of the equation too. Where the older folks would, you know, they want to go home and cook their own stuff, and you know.
Right.
But that's one reason it's leaning towards that, I feel like.
Have you guys here ever thought about transitioning to a half restaurant, half market type thing too?
We have at times, but we've always decided not to for one reason or the other. I think one reason is my aunt had a seafood and restaurant all together, and she sort of gave me some advice about that it was a lot of work, and getting employees to help you and keeping things running is a lot harder than just what I'm doing.
Uh-huh.
So I've decided I'll just stay what I'm doing that way.
Okay.
It don't take but two or three of us to do this, where a restaurant's going to take probably 7 or 8.
Right.
So it just don't justify for me to do that.
Okay, so you only have 2 or 3 people working here?
Yeah, me and my wife and my cousin, basically, is all
okay.
we have. Yeah.
And the 3 of you is all it takes to run this place?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 2 of us basically on, most of the time, just 3 of us on Fridays when it's busy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
And so this is strictly a family business then.
Pretty much, yes, ma'am. Pretty much.
Yep. And do you think that maybe will your cousin take over it one day, or?
Probably if he wants to. I mean, far as that goes. But like I said, it's such a dying thing. This thing is. Hopefully, it'll be around. Far as that goes, but you never know. I mean.
Right, and I mean, obviously, the issue of people wanting to have the restaurant there so that they have to do less cooking, or it's just faster, I suppose. But were you saying also that there's a problem of you don't think you'll be able to get fish?
That's probably what it's going to end up to with the regulations and stuff that's going. And it's sort of like the farmer was when they run all the small farmers out and you had to be big.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically what it's going to in the seafood business. There's not going to be no small seafood people. There's going to be big or nothing.
Okay.
So there won't be so many places to go. Like, probably 5 or 6 years ago, they started closing up fish houses down. It's been open forever with all these regulations.
Mm-hmm.
They've had to close down. There's probably, I don't know for a fact, but there's probably about half the fish houses now that there was probably 20 years ago.
Okay.
Just with all that's going on, you know.
Mm-hmm. So the regulations are only growing every day?
Yeah.
They're only getting more on it?
Yeah, well, yeah, it's always not helping for sure. If they come out with something, it's not helping us. It's usually helping somebody else maybe, but not the fishing industry.
Okay, for sure. So you guys would say you're the small business of the food industry?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah. We would be, yeah. Yeah.
Do you guys do any selling to restaurants?
We used to have a few accounts for restaurants and all, but fresh seafood is so high that when you sell fresh seafood, it's high. So a lot of restaurants nowadays go with the frozen stuff coming in from overseas and stuff because it's so much cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of people don't know the difference, you know, if you cook it up. Some do, but a lot don't.
So you don't really see here in Goldsboro that kind of movement toward, you know, buy local or fresh or anything like that?
We have a good base, you know, with our local fresh stuff, so that's why people depend on us. They know when they come here they're not getting that frozen stuff and stuff that's been around too long, so that's a good thing for us. Now other people, you know, it's kind of hard if they don't have the— I was lucky enough to grow up with my grandfather and have a lot of connections with people down there.
Okay.
We're just a regular Joe, you know, he's going to have a hard time going down there saying, I need 1,000 pound of this or something like that, because they got their own customers that they're selling to, and they really, you know, don't want to sell. Not that they don't want to, there's not enough fish to sell
there's
to everybody.
Right. Okay. So they'll sell to people that they—
that they can depend on, that's going to come by from them all the time. Yeah.
Okay, so how many fish houses would you say that you really go to? How many are there that you focus on?
This day and time, I probably go to, in different times of the year, parts of the year, I'd say probably 10 fish houses maybe, you know, all through the year.
Okay.
You know, I got a couple of good dependable fish houses, and then you have to go to the other ones as the season comes, you know.
Okay. And so, as you said, you know, you work with your wife here.
Yes, ma'am. My wife and cousin. Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
So how is that working as like a family team? I mean, not everybody gets to work
with
their family every day.
Yeah, that's right. Everybody don't get to hang out with their wife and work every day, but it works fine for us. So.
Yeah.
So, we get along fine with it. Some folks can't stay together that long. Need a little break, but it works out. But now, we usually don't work on the same day, but on Friday, so that helps.
Mm-hmm. Y'all have fun running this together. Now, does she cook a lot of fish?
Yeah, we cook fish at the house. We cook it here at the store probably twice a week. We got a little stove in the corner where we cook on, and then at the house probably once a week, you know, something
like that. Okay, gotcha. I've heard that she has a very good oyster recipe.
Yeah, she does. She does. She
talk
fries
a little bit about
up.
That.
Yeah, she does a lot of frying up the oysters and stuff for us, and she does a real good job at it.
What are your favorite things to eat that you can sell here too?
Oh yeah, well of course I eat a lot of flounder because of the boy and the wife. They like boneless fish, but I personally like spots and sea mullets.
Okay.
And crab meat, that's
okay.
Very good. I like crab meat. Scallops, everything's pretty much good to me. I can eat a little bit of all of it.
Mm-hmm.
I have my favorites, but I can eat any of the seafood basically.
So you wouldn't say that you've gotten tired of seafood and the, how long have you been eating seafood?
No, ma'am. Basically all my life. Because, okay. Like I said, my granddad had a seafood market and my mother run it with him. So, that, you know, I've eaten seafood all my life.
And how old did you, are you?
I've just turned 50. Thanks for asking.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you.